Peace to brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以再一次来一同寻求主的心意。
Thanks the Lord to give us this chance to seek His will.
我们先有点祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
你借着你爱子耶稣基督所完成的救赎是何等的真实。
Through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to finish this complete salvation.
你向我们所存的意念何等的美善。
And the thought that you have for us is so beautiful.
你要给我们预备的前途是何等的荣耀。
The future that you prepared for us is glorious.
你要借着你的爱子赐给你的教会，赐给众圣徒的得胜，是何等的荣耀的得胜。
And it's a glorious victory that you prepare for the church and the followers through your Christ Jesus.
愿你大大的开我们心眼。
And may you open up our inner eyes.
让我们真的看见你所要我们看见的。
So that we can see what you want us to see.
叫我们听见你所要我们听见的。
So that we can hear what you want us to hear.
我们讲的、翻译的、听的，我们都无依无靠的等候在你的面前。
The one who speak, translate, and to listen are await before you.
因为唯有你是那位说话的主。
Because you are the only one who speak.
也只有你说的话才能叫我们的生命的建造。
And only when you speak, you can establish us and to give us life.
也只有你说话叫我们能够脱离黑暗，能够归向光明。
And only when you speak, we can escape from the darkness and towards the life.
也只有你说话才能叫我们充满了盼望，里面充满了能够奔跑的动力。
And only when you speak, we have hope and we have this energy to run.
愿天父，愿我们的主怜悯我们。
May our Heavenly Father have mercy on us.
在这世代最末了的时候，我们跟教会能够在你面前都被预备好。
At this end age, we as well as the church can be well prepared.
实在求你怜悯我们，让我们能够照你的话所说的，可以欢欢喜喜地站立在我们的主的荣耀的面前。
Have mercy on us so that we can be joyfully standing in front of you.
求你做人所不能做的工作。
And may you work the work that man cannot do.
谢谢你。
Thanks the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们读几处的圣经哈。
Let's read a few scriptures.
先读这个路加福音第21:34-36.
Book of Luke chapter 21:34.
这是我们能够多次读的这个圣经。
We had read this scripture a few times.
我们盼望这些圣经在我们生命中是有经历的。
May the scriptures become our experience in our life.
你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食、醉酒，并今生的思虑，累住你们的心，那日子就如同网络，忽然临到你们。
Be careful, or your heart will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxiety of life, and that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap.
因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。
For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth.
你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man.
我们再看犹大书。
And let's turn to Book of Jude.
24节。
Verse 24.
那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无暇无痴，欢欢喜喜站立在他荣耀之前的，我们的救主独一的神。
To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy.
愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄，因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前并现今，直到永永远远。阿们。
To the only God, our Savior, the glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.
好，我们再看启示录第十五章第一到第四节。
Book of Revelation, chapter 15.
我又看见 在天上有异象，大而且奇，就是七位天使掌管末了的七灾，因为神的大怒在这七灾中发尽了。
I saw in heaven another great and marvelous sign, seven angels with the seven last plagues last, because with them God's wrath is completed.
我看见仿佛有玻璃海，其中有火掺杂，又看见那些圣的兽和兽的像，并他名字数目的人，都站在玻璃海上，拿着神的琴。
And I saw what looked like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and standing beside the sea, those who had been victorious over the beast and his image, and over the numbers of his name, they held harps given by God.
唱神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌，说：主神全能者啊，你的作为大哉奇哉，万世之王啊，你的道途地哉成哉。
And sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of Lamb. Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of ages.
主啊，谁敢不敬畏你，不将荣耀归于你的名呢？因为独有你是圣的，万民都要来在你面前敬拜，因为你公义的作为已经显出来了。
Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteousness, for your righteous acts have been revealed.
好，上次我们提到了，在十五章第二节说，看见那些胜了兽和兽的像，并他名字数目的人。
We had mentioned last time in verse 2 that they saw those who had been victorious over the beast and his image.
这里有一个得胜。
There is this victorious.
啊，这个得胜是神赐给基督徒的一个特权。
And this victorious is the special authority that God gave to the overcomers.
而且这个得胜呢，得胜了之后呢，他可以站在天上的宝座前，就是玻璃海前。
And after the victoria, they have this right to stand before the glass of sea.
所以这叫我们对于救恩的认识有不断的扩大。
So it enlarges our knowledge about salvation.
我们蒙恩得救的人罪得赦免，我们得了平安。
Those who are saved by grace has been forgiven with sins.
我们在这地上的时候可以不但有平安，而且有主所赐给的新的生命来生活。
When we live on this earth, not only we have peace, but we also have a new life to live on this earth.
但主没有说信主的人不遇见那些叫你受压力的，或者叫你受攻击的，或者受搅扰的环境。
But Lord did not say that after you become a believer, you will not receive pressure, you will not receive attack or any trouble.
可能刚好相反。
Maybe opposite.
越是愿意跟随主，越是对神的心意，这个就是说你愿意进入那个实际。
The more you are willing to follow the Lord, and the more you are willing to practice into His life.
那你越有机会看见原来。在肉眼看不见，在我们不明以前不明白的这个范围中有黑暗的势力。
The more you see the darkness that you were not able to see in the past.
那这里看到兽的像，并他名字数目的人，这个兽和兽像其实后面就是有一个黑暗的势力。
So here it mentioned beast and his image and the numbers of his names, and what's behind it is the darkness power.
那这个黑暗的势力，我们一般都知道，这是魔鬼或者撒旦的势力。
So we understand that darkness powers belong to Satan.
他不但控制这些没有信主的人。
Not only does Satan control the one who are unbelievers.
他甚至控制政权。
He controls the political.
这个。你除非你读圣经，或者你不太清楚。
If you have not read enough, you might not understand this.
他也将来也会控制经济。
Satan is going to control economic.
他甚至控制人信仰的自由。
And is going to control our freedom of belief.
他可以嘴巴讲信仰自由，但他的做法是控制你的信仰。
Is going to pronounce freedom of belief, but is actually acting as controlling.
如果你愿意稍微注意这个世界很多的事情的话，你会发现这些现象已经出现了。
If you are paying attention to the trend of this world, you will see the sign of this happening.
不过今天我不重点不在这些东西上。
But I'm not emphasizing this today.
我接续上一次胜得胜 overcome 这件事情。
I want to continue with the last message about overcomers.
这个得胜胜的这个字在新约用了28次。
Victorious has been used 28 times in the New Testament.
这个字本身是一个动词，用了28次。
As the verb tense, it was used 28 times.
那其中呢，首先讲到的是讲到主耶稣。
The first time it mentioned on Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣呢，他怎么得胜呢
？So how did Jesus overcome?
主耶稣的得胜就是主耶稣他自己就是神指头或者神的手的延伸。
Jesus Christ himself is the expression of God's hand.
所以主耶稣他靠着神的灵感鬼，就是神的指头出现，神的能力出现，所以神的国就显明出来。
Jesus cast out demon. This is a sign of God's hand. Using the power through Jesus.
那主耶稣碰到那些需要受帮助的，他的手一摸他们，他们就得医治。
Jesus met those who need help, and with his hand touch, these people are healed.
所以你想说，主耶稣是神的手的延伸，在他在肉身的时候。
So if you think of Jesus Christ in his body shape as the extension of God's hand.
今天教会或者圣徒，如果他有主的真正的同在。
So if church and saint has the real presence with God.
他是不是也可以成为神的手的延伸？
So can church and saint be the extension of God's hand?
所以他可以是个人经历，他也可以团体经历。
So it can be a personal experience as well as a collective experience.
可能这些对有些人是觉得，哎呀，这个摸不着头，摸不着这个方向。
It could be very vague to some people's hearing this.
但是这是真实的。
But it's real.
今天信主的人，你有机会经历到神大能的手。
The one who truly believe can experience God's hand.
神大能的手可以直接的做工，但神大能的手也借着他所得到的器皿，蒙人得救的人显明出去。
God's hand can work directly on you, but he can also work through other vessels.
因为神大能的手是借着耶稣基督来彰显的。
Because God's hand has first revealed through Jesus Christ.
所以如果教会没有能力的话，它其实就是神的同在有问题。
So if church is weak, that means God's presence is a question.
因为神如果真的同在的话，神的手会处处出现。
Because if God's presence is here, everything will be done through God.
所以神在教会里面也寻找让他的手、他的指头能够通过、能够出现的器皿。
And therefore, God is also searching in church so that He can use those people as His hand.
这个词用在主耶稣的第二个方面，是讲到主耶稣他在十字架上所成就的工作。
And the victorious was mentioned on Jesus' second time when Jesus was crucified on the cross.
而这个他成就的工作呢，他告诉我们他胜过了罪。
What he had done through it is that he had overcome sin.
虽然所有世人的罪都压在他身上，但他胜过了罪。
Every single man's sin are on him.
他胜过了死亡。
But he overcome it and overcome the death.
他胜过了他自己。
And he overcome himself.
他胜过了这个世界和世界的王。
He overcome the world and the world king.
他胜过这世界的系统。
He overcome the system of the world.
他也胜过后面操纵这个系统的黑暗势力。
And he also overcome the darkness power that control the system.
所以如果这样的主住在信主人里面。
So if such a Lord live among us, the believers.
那信主人，主耶稣胜过罪，这个人也应该胜过罪。
So if Jesus Christ has overcome sin, then this person should also overcome sin.
主耶稣胜过死。这个人也应该胜过死。
Jesus Christ overcome death, so this person should also overcome death.
主耶稣胜过自己，主耶稣不靠自己，这个人也可以不用靠自己。
Jesus Christ did not depend on himself, and so this person is able to not depend on himself.
主耶稣胜过这世界系统的所有一切，这个人 也同样跟主耶稣得胜。
Jesus Christ can overcome everything in this world system, and so is this person.
主耶稣胜过黑暗的权势。
Jesus Christ overcome the darkness power.
所以这个有主住在他里面的，同样胜过黑暗的权势。
So if this person truly have Jesus Christ live in him, he can overcome the same thing.
这是真实的。
This is real.
这不是一个迷汤，这不是一个叫你幻想的东西。
This is not imaginary.
这个是用在第三个方面。
And the third aspect was used.
就讲到主的审判。
And it mentioned to is related to God's judgment.
里面讲到主的话，里面讲到主的审判。
It mentioned about God's word as well as judgment.
所以主把他的话给我们。
So Lord gave you His word.
所以我们读话，读主的话，不是为别人读的。
So when we are reading God's word, we are not reading for people.
我们读主的话，到一个地步，应该主的话在我们这个身上，在我们这个读的人身上是可以通行的。
We should read God's word so that it flow through us.
我们读主的话，不是叫我们去做别人的教师。
We read God's word not to be teacher of others.
不是叫别人做，自己却毫与那个话毫不相干。
You are not reading the word to teach other people, but not acting it.
所以主的话不但叫我们得生命，叫我们得方向。主的话是充满的丰富，把神的旨意告诉我们。
So Lord's word give us life and direction, and give us the abundant life.
所以我们需要主不但开启他的话在我们里面。
So we need Lord to continue to give us His word.
因为将来我们面见主，如果主要审判的时候，同时是根据他的话。
Because in the future when the judgments come from Lord, it is the measure by His word.
一面是根据我们所做的，当然也根据他的话。
And one point on one side is what we have done, on the other side is how His word say.
所以这是很宝贵的事。
So this is precious.
这个字用在主耶稣第四个方面。
Victorious used on Jesus Christ on the fourth aspect.
就是他已经升到宝座了。他得胜已经升到宝座了。
He has ascended to the heavenly throne.
他完成了救赎，他升到宝座了。
He had completed the salvation and ascended to the throne.
他完成了救赎，升到宝座，发生什么事情？
And what happened after that?
也就是说，蒙恩得救的人可以跟他一同遇见坐宝座的主。
And therefore, the one who is saved by grace can also get to the throne.
虽然听起来很抽象。
It may be very abstract.
但是羔羊已经到宝座去了。
But the lamb is already sitting on the throne.
那羔羊住在这个主耶稣住在信的人里面。
Jesus lives among the believers.
那我们在圣灵里面可以归向神，来到宝座前。
In spirit, surely we can come before the Lamb in throne.
而且他不但是把我们带到宝座前，而且把我们做成他国度的使祭。
Not only brought before the Lamb, but we are part of His kingdom.
而且也使得我们可以成为他的祭司。
And so that we can be His priest.
也可以把他的王权带下来，在地上执掌王权。
So that we can bring down His authority to this earth.
不止那么多。
Not only these.
他现在在宝座，他今天仍然在牧养他的儿女。
Even though he's sitting on the throne, he's still carrying his sheep.
我们非常高兴有许多宝贵的弟兄姊妹给我们宝贵的帮助。
We are so glad that so many precious brothers and sisters give us precious words.
但有没有那些宝贵的帮助，使得我们真的看见坐宝座的主正在牧养我们呢？
And those helps from these brothers and sisters, can they reveal to us that we see the Lamb is actually tendering us?
如果真正的经历到他的牧养，
So if you are being shepherded by him,
哎呀，你就觉得主不但是把弟兄姊妹摆在我们周围是何等的真实，他在我们当中也是何等的真实。
You will see that he put brothers and sisters among us, and he himself is among us as well.
这是可以经历的。
You can experience these.
这不是抽象的。
These are not just abstract ideas.
而且他呢，再来，他还要审判一切。
And before his judgment.
所以有羔羊的愤怒。
There is this wrath of lamb.
羔羊的愤怒是将来要发生的。
Wrath of lamb is going to happen.
那另外呢，他再来，他要迎娶教会成为他的 心腹。
And he will allow church to be his bride.
所以羔羊生了宝，他的得胜是涵盖全面性的。
So his victorious cover everything.
从时间当中带到永远的。
And from the time to the eternity.
那这个词用在圣徒身上。
And when this word is being used on saint.
用在哪一方面呢？
And what aspect?
信主人可以得胜。
The believers can be overcomer.
凭什么得胜？
By what?
凭神儿子的圣名。
By his name, the Son of God.
所以信耶稣的人，神儿子，神就把神儿子的生命给他。
So the one who believed, God gave the Son of God's life to him.
那这个生命本身就是个得胜的生命。
And this life originally itself is victorious life.
但是这个在这方面的用词哈，很奇妙的事情。
And there's this sign, marvelous sign.
他要我们活在得胜生命的经历里面，你才能够经历这个得胜。
He wants us to live in this new life, to experience this life.
也就是说，你有得胜的生命，你是有得胜的地位。但是你如果不活在这个生命里面呢，得胜从我们身上显不出来。
Which means that you have this overcomer life, you have this title as an overcomer. But if you don't live the overcomer life, you would not be able to experience it.
所以这个得胜的生命是很宝贵的。
So it's a precious overcomer life.
所以这特别鼓励我们信主之后要进入生命的经历。
It encourages us that after we become a believer, we have to enter into this believer's life.
新造生命的经历。
The new life.
或者说是进入生命圣灵的律，让圣灵把生命给我们。
Or to say that to enter into this new law of the new life according to God.
那如果我们真的在这个生命的实际里面，你就发现基督的得胜，主耶稣的得胜，就是圣徒的得胜。
If we truly living in this life, then we will see that the victorious of Christ, the victorious of God is living in us.
所以在启示录里面讲到那个得胜的时候。
So in the book of Revelation, when it mentioned about victorious,
都是根据这个生命出发的。
It all started from this life.
不是根据我们努力出发的。
It's not started from how hard we work.
因为你活在这个生命，这个得胜的生命底下，所以虽然在一个非常困难，甚至置人于死地的这样的环境，但是基督得胜的生命在你里面。
And because we have this overcomer life, and no matter how difficult is our current life is, Christ will reveal in us.
所以他得胜。
So when he overcome,
圣徒也得胜。
The saint overcome.
那你发现这个词用在最多在哪里呢？
So you will see this word being used most where.
神在教会里面呼召得胜者。
That when Lord is calling the overcomers in church.
上次我们看的在启示录第二章第三章。关于教会的部分。
And we see in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and 3 how God calls saints out of churches.
这个启示录第二章第三章一面可以看可以从生命的角度去看它。
Chapter 2 and 3 you can see from the aspect of life.
启示录第二章第三章呢，其实在神给这第二章第三章的时候，同时是对教会的一个预言。
And it's also a prophecy on churches.
这是教会历史的预言。
And it's the prophecy of churches histories.
这个我们没有信主是从来不知道神已经先预言了。
And if you are not a believer, you do not see that God has already prophesied on churches.
在说这些话的时候是在主后，就是使徒时代，这个主后第一世纪结束左右那段时间。
This is written in about the first century after Lord.
那今天我们是在主后到了第二十一世纪了。
Today we are in the 21st century after Lord.
所以已经这相距已经将近两千年。
So it's almost 2,000 years later.
所以对我们回头看呢，你就发现神的话应验了。
So when you look back, Lord's word has already happened.
从历史的角度，它也是应验的。
In the history point of view, it's happening.
现在只是在这个历史的最末了的那个阶段。
Right now we are in the end age of the history.
所以这是一个很宝贵的事情。
So these are precious words.
那我们 上次先提到关于生命经历这一方面。
Last time we mentioned about the experience of life.
我们提了这个每一个教会哈，有它的名字的意义。
We mentioned about each church has its own name and with the meaning.
可不可以请投影打出来一下
？Let's have the slide.
啊，这个我先讲一下，神对于教会的心意是从第一世纪一直到现在没有改变。
And let me mention that from the first century to now, Lord's will on churches have not changed.
千万我们不要因为说我们在的第二十一世纪，神已经顾不到了，神已经看不见了，所以呢，你是不是有圣经以外的东西去找？
So do not think that we are now in the 21st century and God may have changed His requirements and we are seeking things out of this Bible.
如果你愿意把主的话深入下去。
If you are willing to understand the Lord's word,
你就发现是我们没有发现，不是神没有放在他话里面。
Then you will see that it's not because the Lord did not write it out, it's just we did not understand.
我们需要非常的谦卑。
We need to humble ourselves.
求主开我们的心眼。
And may Lord open up our inner ear.
就好像刚才那个诗歌，让我们眼睛被打开。
Just like the hymn we're just saying that to open our eyes.
话已经在那里。
The words are there.
我没有看见，那是我的问题。
I did not see because of myself.
不是神没有说话。
Not because Lord did not speak to me.
那话说出来了，我没有听见，是我的问题，不是神没有说话。
The word has spoken to me, but I did not hear. That's my problem.
那我们如果你读圣经，你就发现神对教会是老早就有详细的安排。
If you read the Bible carefully, you will see that Lord has arranged and has all these words to churches.
你如果读马太福音五六七章，
If you read book of Matthew chapter 5-6,
你一面看见山上的宝训，
And you will see the Beatitude.
但是你同时在那里看到主耶稣不断地提到国度，国度。
But you keep on seeing that the Lord mentioned about kingdom, kingdom.
所以主一面是要把生命给人，但是主要借着这个生命呢，带进国度的见证。
So Lord wants to give us life, but He also wants to bring this life into His kingdom.
在马太五六七章呢，或者在马太福音常常看到什么，主讲弟兄，弟兄，弟兄。
And in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, 6, 7, you also always see that the Lord called brothers, brothers, brothers.
同时又提到天父，天父，天父。
And he always also say, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father.
天父是圣徒跟神的关系。
Heavenly Father is a relationship between God and saint.
弟兄是圣徒，圣徒之间的关系。
Brotherhood is the relationship between believers.
为什么主耶稣需要不断地提天父，天父，天父？
Why Jesus Christ keep on mentioning Heavenly Father?
为什么主耶稣又要不断地提弟兄，弟兄，弟兄？
Why Jesus Christ keep on mentioning brother, brother?
这是告诉我们，我们被带进神的家。
This is to remind us that we are brought into the heavenly home.
God's house.
God's house.
所以我们被这边带进神的家。我们不会只有天父，我们还有弟兄。
So once we are in this God's house, we don't just have Heavenly Father, we also have brothers.
我们不会只有弟兄，而没有天父。
We would not just have brothers and no Heavenly Father.
我们不会只注意弟兄而不管天父。
And we would not just pay attention to brothers and ignore our Heavenly Father.
我们也不会只管天父而不管弟兄。
And we would not just pay attention to Heavenly Father and ignore our brothers.
所以对我们来讲都是新的东西。
So to us, these are all new.
这是在一个新造的生命里面来过新造的家的生活，神的家的生活。
This is a new created life to live in this house of God.
这是没有信主人没有这个特权。
If you are unbelievers, you don't have this privilege.
但是如果已经蒙恩得救的人不活在这个实际里面呢，却是极大的损失。
So if you are believers but you don't live in these realities, it's a loss to you.
因为我们已经被带进神的家，我们应该在神的家里面有神家的地位，但是需要有神家的实际。
But we have, therefore we have brought into the God of, house of God. And we have this title, but if you don't live it, it's a loss to you.
只有天父跟你的关系，你没有弟兄姊妹的关系，不正常。
If you only have this relationship with the Heavenly Father, but no relationship with the brothers, this is not normal.
只有弟兄姊妹的关系，跟天父的心意，跟天父的关系出了差错，也不正常。
On the other hand, if you only have relationship with brothers and sisters, but no relationship with your Heavenly Father, this is also abnormal.
所以教会的生活是一件是叫人震撼的，你知道吗？像刚才我们唱的诗歌，会震撼你的心灵的。
So it's marvelous as a church life.
因为你有天父，你又有弟兄姊妹。
Because you have the Heavenly Father as well as the brothers.
那圣经很多地方提到啊。
So it has mentioned in the Bible many times.
那在使徒行传第一章。
In the book of Acts, chapter 1.
主耶稣复活以后，升天以前。
After Jesus resurrected.
主耶稣跟门徒们。讲到三个方面。
Jesus mentioned in three aspects.
这是关系到教会。
And that those are related to the church.
简单的讲就是主耶稣告诉门徒应该教会应当有神国度的见证。
To simplify it, Jesus told the disciples that church has to reveal heavenly kingdom.
教会应当有基督身体的见证。
Church has to reveal Christ's body.
教会应当有耶稣基督的见证。
Church has to reveal Christ Jesus testimonies.
然后在这些见证的实际里面来等候，来预备迎接主的再来。
So in these testimonies, church shall await for the Lord.
你就发现这些书信跟这些都非常有关系。
So you will see all these books and letters are related.
关于国度的见证讲的比较多的彼得。
The testimony of the kingdom were mentioned mostly by Apostle Peter.
所以你会发现彼得书信特别在那个国度的方面，他好像把这个主耶稣马太的那个国度的观念把它解释了。
So you will see that in Peter's letters, it's almost explaining what was mentioned in the book of Matthew.
虽然这个。保罗也提国度，但是彼得是提了另外一面。
Paul also mentioned about the kingdom, but Peter mentioned it from different aspects.
但是在保罗的书信里面，你发现他比较大的重点在基督身体的见证。
You will see that Apostle Paul had mentioned mostly about Christ's body.
所以一面讲到身体之间各个肢体应该怎么办。
So you will see that it mentioned about how to deal withdifferent part of the body.
但是保罗哈在罗马书一个很特别的。
And Apostle Paul had mentioned in this book of Romans.
罗马书呢前八章讲到救恩，一面是这个罪行的解决，另外讲到罪性的方面的问题。
The first eight chapters in the book of Romans mention about sins, the nature of sin.
然后九到十一章讲到以色列人也可以成为我们的弟兄。
And from chapter 9 to 11, it talks about the Israelites can be our brothers.
12章以后呢，12章讲基督的身体。
After chapter 12, it mentioned about the body of Christ.
13章讲国度的见证，怎么样活在外邦人当中，或者活在这个世上地上的系统里面。
Chapter 13, it mentioned about how to live in this earthly kingdom.
然后第15章呢，14、15章呢，把我们带到耶稣基督见证的那个方向去。
14 and 15 and mentioned about how to bring us into Jesus Christ's kingdom.
你发现那些都藏在那些书信里面。
You will see all these words hidden in this letter.
那老约翰是特别着重在耶稣基督的见证。
Apostle John emphasized on Jesus' testimonies.
约翰福音对耶稣基督的救赎是怎样全面性的认识。
Book of John, it revealed the complete salvation of Jesus.
约翰启示录特别告诉我们耶稣基督的见证。
The book of Revelation written by John had revealed the salvation of the Lord.
约翰书信告诉我们怎样弟兄相爱。
John's letter mentioned about how brothers love each other.
所以如果这些是我们里面有够深刻的印象的话，
So if all these words are deep inside our heart,
你会发现我们的教会生活 天天充满了新鲜的东西。
Then you will see our church life is refreshed every day.
因为每一方面都叫我们，好像我们的时间不够去经历它。
Because every aspect will force us to see that we don't have enough time to experience it.
每一方面都叫我们好像在认识上，我们需要主再扩大我们，再清楚一点，再实际一点。
Every aspect will make us feel that we need Lord to enlarge us to see more.
你会发现没有时间可以浪费。
And then you will see that no time to waste.
如果那些在我们里面有足够的开启跟地位的话。
As long as we have enough revelation in us.
我们发现来到主面前，来到主的教会里面是可羡慕的。
You will see that you want to be in church.
所以这一个这些词的意义哈，它是来自两个方面。
So the meaning of these words has two aspects.
一个方面就是原文，它意思是这样，有的意思是这样。
On one side is the original text has this meaning.
那另外一方面呢，是来自于他用的那个字，在他圣经里面那个。你得到从圣经的前后文的意思得到这个意思。
The other aspect is it came from the flow of the texture of the word meaning.
好，所以这是我们这些你可以在网络上都找得到的。
You can find the these meaning on internet.
啊，那我们上次提到说这个以弗所的啊，神对以弗所的这个，就是要他们能够。恢复起初的爱心。
And last time we mentioned that the Lord wanted the Church of Ephesus to restore their original love.
在爱里面有行动。
And to have action in their love.
在七封书信里面有一个词，最近特别的使我注意到。
In these seven letters, there is this term that I pay attention to.
就是那个词叫做，我知道你的行为，那个行为。
And here they say that I know your deed.
然后呢，刚才我们这个十五章哈，启示录十五章说你的作为大哉其哉，那个作为就跟这个是一模一样的字。
Chapter 15 it mentioned that your deed, your work.
所以呢，这里你把它对来对去，你就发现呢，神其实有个心意是圣徒和教会呢，应该是成为神行为或神工作的一个管道。
So you will see that God wants church and saint as his vessel for his deed.
所以你会在七个教会里面常常发现你的行为怎样，你的行为怎样。
So you will see in these seven letters to churches had mentioned that what their deed was.
所以关于这个以弗所呢，他的行为就有个特别。
So for Ephesus, there's this characteristic.
他有很多行为，他有劳碌，他也忍耐。
The Church of Ephesus are perseverers.
但是主说你有这些我都承认，但是呢你这些行为的后面的缺少了爱，缺少了对神的爱。
So Lord said I know all these good deeds that you have done but you are lack of love.
所以你知道刚才我们讲说有天父有弟兄。
So remember I mentioned that there is Heavenly Father and brothers.
弟兄的关系是根据有天父。
Brothers relationship based on the relationship with Heavenly Father.
而不是反过来说我们因为有弟兄的关系才反过来跟天父。
Not the opposite way.
是先有天父才会有弟兄。
First with Heavenly Father, then with brothers.
所以如果失去了起初的爱心，失去对天父的爱，失去对主耶稣的爱，虽然有许多的劳碌，但是在主来讲说我反对你。
So if you lost the love with true Heavenly Father, and you have all these deeds and perseverance and hard work,But it would not please our Lord.
所以主在这里呼召恢复起初的爱心。
So Lord is here to call them to restore their first love.
一旦恢复起初的爱心
，Once they restore their first love，
你就发现伊甸园的那个神乐园的经历呢，就成为真实了。
Then you will see the pleasure in the Garden of Eden is restored.
那个生命的经历，你吃生命的果。生命树的果子，生命的经历也变为真实了。
The fruit of life experience will be restored.
所以神要教会显出基督生命的那个实际。
So Lord want church to reveal God's love.
特别在以弗所是吧？就是乐园里面的。你知道，如果在教会是一个让你受苦的地方，没人要来。
If you see that church is where people suffer, you might not want to come.
如果你遇见主耶稣，你就变得很苦很苦。我看你不会要信耶稣的。
If after you meet the Lord and you become bitterness and you suffer, you might not want to become be a believer.
因为主耶稣不但是平安，不但是安息，主耶稣也是喜乐。
But because our Jesus give us peace and joy.
你没有喜乐的人，但是你遇见了主耶稣，你必定会喜乐。
The one withoutwithout joy come before the Lord and receive joy.
所以如果每一个圣徒都被主耶稣遇见，
So if every saint met by the Jesus,
你会发现这喜乐人通通聚在一起是什么？
So you will see all the joyful people meet together.
喜乐成喜乐是什么东西？
What is joy multiplied joy?
这很难形容，我不晓得学数学怎么算一下。
I don't know how math can calculate this.
真的，你知道，你知道，如果大家都有主的喜乐才同在的话，这是个怎么个光景？
If everyone has this joy from the Lord, how would this be?
可羡慕的。
This is something desirable.
但是它基础是起初的爱心不能失去。
But the foundation is you cannot lose the first love.
所以起初的爱心存在，所以这每一个行动里面，所以就有个起初的，在以弗所就有讲一个起初的行为。这个起初的行为是怎么样说？是带着爱出来的。
The original deed is to bring out the first love.
我们必须承认，每个人都是很聪明的。
We have to admit that everyone is intelligent.
啊，小孩子也都很聪明的。
The kids are very wise.
你如果对小孩子，你有爱没有爱，他知道的。
Whether you have love to him or not, they can tell.
一样，弟兄姊妹之间也是一样。你是充满，你在这互动当中，你是充满了神的爱，还是你只是一个外面的行为？这是分得出来的。
In your interaction with the kid, do you have love or not? They can tell.
骗骗别人可以。
You can lie to someone.
骗那个已经向主心敞开的人是很困难的。
But if you want to lie to the person who has opened his heart to the Lord, it's not easy.
所以这是应该是可羡慕的。
This is something you should desire.
教会生活是可羡慕的。
Desiring the church of life.
活在生命里面，基督新造的生命是叫人可羡慕的。
To live out a new created life is desirable.
不止如此。
Not only that.
士美拿教会是什么？
复活
的生命的见证。
Simmer is the testimony of this new life.
基督已经复活。
The Christ has resurrected.
所以呢，不管再大的艰难，请记得里面是复活。
So no matter what persecution and trouble you have this resurrected life.
我们是要用复活的生命来面对主允许我们遇到的挑战。
We are using this revived life to encounter any problem that we encounter.
我们不是用我们那个必死的生命，那个旧造的生命来面对。
We are not using our old self, the certainly died self, to face this problem.
什么时候我们回到那个旧造的生命？
Whenever we return to our old self,
我们不但自己痛苦，我们也甚至给别人带来痛苦。
Not only we suffer, but we also bring sufferings to others.
但是你有复活的生命。
But when you have this revived life,
主给你在艰难中。
Lord put you in trouble.
甚至主给你在贫乏中。
And even give you poor.
但是这是从我们人的角度看，又是艰难又是贫乏。
From the eye of people, so much trouble and being in poverty,
甚至可能受逼迫
and maybe persecuted.
在人看起来，哎呀，这个信耶稣信的不值得。
In human eyes, they feel that this is not worth to be a believer.
但是主说，你确实富足的。
But Lord said you are abundant.
你确实富足的。
You are rich.
你有复活的生命在里面。
You have your revived life in you.
你不但有主耶稣的复活，主耶稣也把他在你。在复活中把你带到复主去。
Not only you have this resurrected life in you, but Lord bring you into a new life.
所以这个末药，这个士美拿的意思就是末药，末药就是关于死亡这一方面。
So meaning the meaning of seminar is mirth. Mirth is related to death.
那另外别加摩的意思就是结婚或者联结的意思。
Pagamos, the meaning is married.
那我们看见呢，在别加摩教会呢，他。与世界联合了。
And we see that in the Church of Pergamon, they are linked with the earth.
哪一种东西联合呢？
What is related and linked with the world?
他联合的尼格拉伊党的教训。
And they link the Nicotinians' teaching.
也就是说， 他在教会中产生居间阶级了。
And therefore, they started to have
居间阶级叫就是。
Oh, courage.
Yeah, 他产生居间的阶级，所以弟兄和弟兄之间的那样的互动就受了影响。
They created different status for brothers and sisters.
就不能完全。
And so it became incomplete.
不但如此，
Not only this.
他抓住巴兰的教训。
And they also have this teaching of Balaam.
也就是说，为了利益。
That means for their own benefit.
为了利益，人所看为的利益，可以把神放在一边。
They, for the benefit of themselves, the human benefit, they put God aside.
为了利益。
For their own benefit,
是以自己做中心。
They become self-centered.
为了利益，可以让偶像进了教会。
And for their own benefit, they brought in idols in church.
为了利益，可以让罪进到教会里面。
And for their own benefit, they brought sin, immorality into church.
所以这里主是要我们真的注意到说，我们要学会让主来做分别的工作。
So here we learn that we need to let Lord to help us to sanctify ourselves.
因为他是那位有两刃利剑的。
Because he is double-sworded.
他能分别灵与魂，骨节与骨髓。
He can separate your soul and spirit.
他也可以分别圣的和属的。
So he can separate the saint and the one unbelief.
然后的到推亚推拉呢？推亚推拉这个意思就是香的祭祀。
Tiatira means sacrifice offering.
这里呢，偶像能力。
So here you see a lot of idols.
啊，不但是偶像进来的，现在偶像充满了。
And not just idols coming in, but the church is filled with idols.
所以当教会有许多偶像进来的时候，
So when you see the status of idols being established in church,
教会就落在黑暗里面。
Church become fallen into the darkness.
人来到教会里面看到那些偶像，却看不见主。
Men come inside the church and see the idol, but not God.
甚至把偶像代替了主。
And they use the statuesTo replace God.
那萨迪呢？
How about status?
萨迪就是余数的意思。
Status means the remains, the remnant.
那在萨迪哈，他的行为上面有个特别。
The behavior of status has this characteristics.
我们看一下第三章哈。
Chapter 3.
这个我们读一下第一节到第五节，好不好
？Verse 1-5, Book of Revelation, Chapter 3.
你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七星的说，你知道，我知道你的行为，暗明你是活的，其实是死的。
To the angels of church and Sardis write, These are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deed. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead.
你要警醒。坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因我见你的行为，在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
Wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your deed complete in the sight of my God.
所以要回想你是怎样领受，怎样听见，又要遵守，并要悔改。若不警醒，我被临到你那里，如同贼一样。我几时临到？你也绝不能知道。
Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard, obey it and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you.
然而在撒底，你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的，他们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。
Yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me.Dressed in white, for they are worthy.
凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。
He who overcomes will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有我的。 就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们在这里看这个第二节。
So we see on verse 2.
第一节说什么？我知道你的行为，按明是活的，其实是死的。
Actually, verse 1 mentioned that I know your deed. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead.
所以主要我们信主人的行为应该是把那个活的生命写出来。
So our deed as a believer should live out the life, the living deed.
那怎么我们怎么有能力把那个活的生命写出来呢？
So how can we reveal the living life?
第一节说，那有神的七灵和七心的。
Verse 1 mentioned about this, him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars.
所以有圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵带我们进入那个活的见证出现。
Holy Spirit brought us into this living testimony.
七心，这个心呢，代表我们在神面前得启示的。
Seven stars revealed, represents that we receive God's review.
所以照理讲，我们应该是活的。
So, theoretically, we are alive.
而且是要坚固在神的旨意里面。
And also be certain in God's will.
并且呢，应该是能够完成神的旨意。
And we are capable to complete His will.
但是撒迪呢，刚好相反。
The Sardis is the opposite.
按名是活的。
It looked like it's alive.
其实是死的。
But it's dead.
那他呢？他如果不警醒的话呢
？If they don't awake.
那他就会变坚固。他说你要坚固，那将要衰萎。那衰萎那个字就用的是死，就是说。本来是要活的，但是又走向死亡去了。
And it mentioned that strengthen what remains and is about to die. So what is left is about to die.
而且呢，他的行为哈，他说在神面前，在我神面前，没有一样是完全的，也就是没有一样可以成就神的旨意。
And so God said that whatever you have done is incomplete, so nothing can testify for the Lord.
哎，这个对我们来讲是一个很大的挑战。
So to me, it's a big challenge.
因为主给我们的是可以成就他旨意的。
Because what God gave us is to testify for Him.
所以需要继续活在圣灵里面。
So we have to continue to live in the Holy Spirit.
需要对主给我们的启示，第一手的启示，能向着主认真。
To be serious with the first-hand revelation from the Lord.
你向着主认真。主就继续在圣灵里面把你带到启示的实际里面。
When you take it serious in the Lord, He will bring you into the life.
所以这个呢，这个是在撒迪这方面生命的学习。
So this is what we learned from the Church of Sardis.
所以我们需要彼此鼓励。
We have to encourage each other.
如果你得到了什么是出于主第一手的启示
，If you receive something first hand from the Lord,
我们彼此鼓励。
We have to encourage.We have to share and encourage with brothers and sisters.
如果不是第一手的启示，你就求主给你第一手的启示。
If it's not first-handed review from the Lord, you should pray and ask for the first-handed.
好，那这个推拉铁菲是弟兄相爱的意思。
How about Philadelphia? It means brotherly love.
啊，那这个老底家是众人的意思。
And Laodicea means people's ruling.
是众人的意见。
As the public opinion.
在教会里面应该是看见主。
In church, we should see the Lord.
应该看见神的旨意。
We should see Lord's will.
可是呢，这教会可能发生一个情况到这样的地步呢，这个主的旨意不明显了。
But it happened to a point that the church could not see Lord's will.
众人的意见呢，就越来越厉害。
But the public opinion become dominant.
而且这个意见不是主的旨意的意见。
And the public opinion is not same as the Lord's will.
这里讲的是人的意见。
And it become people's ruling.
好，我就先这个暂时先不解释这个。
So I'm not going to explain further.
我们看一下下一张图。
And let's look at the next chart.
这下一张图呢，这是关于教会历史的一个走向。
The next chart shows the trend of church history.
教会历史呢？你看这七个教会都在里面。
So all seven churches are here.
教会历史是从使徒时代一直走下来。
It started from the apostles.
一直到主的再来。
until Lord return.
那正一个正常的教会历史呢，正常的生命和属灵的关系，应该是从使徒席、使徒这条线、使徒以弗所、示每拉，然后一直下来，到这个最下面。
The normal Christian life should be sought from apostles and then Ephesus and Smyrna and down to Lord's return.
但是以弗所呢，虽然是失去了起初的爱心，但是他还没有真正的偏离。
Even though Ephesus lost the first love, but it did not deviate too much.
示每拿呢，是在大逼迫当中，所以呢也还好。
Smyrna was in the great persecution, so they had stand for the Lord.
就着时间来看的话，使徒时代大概是从主降临一直就是主出来服事，一直到这个100年左右。
So if you look at the chart, apostles represent the time when Jesus started to spread the gospel till about 100 years later.
然后以弗所呢是接着使徒时代。
And the Ephesus is the time of apostles.
然后到使徒后来就到罗马十四大逼迫，就示米拿时代。
And after the Church of Ephesus is the Roman Emperor's time, and that is during the Smyrna.
大概到西元300多年。
And it's ended about 300 years AD.
然后教会开始偏离了。
And the church started to deviate.
教会与世界开始结合了。
Church started to connect with the world.
十四大逼迫以后, 君士坦丁接受基督教为国教,
Constantine started to accept Christian as the nation's religion, and there it started the deviation.
那个偏离呢, 一直到推亚推拉到大概 1500多少年的时候，那个马丁路德那个时代出现。
And the deviation started and till the time of Thyatira, which is about 1500 AD.
所以在别加摩和推亚推拉是把教会带进黑暗时代，超过1000年的时间。
So the Pergamos and the Thyatira's time, over 1000 years, had brought church into darkness.
但是神在马丁路德和当时许多的弟兄们身上做工呢，就带进了恢复。
But God had restored church through Brother Martin Luther.
这个恢复呢，是在1500多少年开始的。
And the restoration started about 1580.
但是虽然马丁路德他知道这个众圣徒都要当祭司。
Martin Luther understood that all saints are priests.
但是呢，他却没有真正的去进入这个实际的实行。
But he couldn't take action on this.
他是得到了启示。
He had revealed revelation.
但他却没有根据启示再往前走。
But he couldn't walk continuously according to his revelation.
按名是活的。
So he theoretically he is alive.
按名是活的，其实是死的。
But it's actually death.
所以如果主给我们启示，主真的给我们第一手的带领。 我们却不愿意跟下去呢，按名是活的，其实是死的。
So if we receive the first-hand revelation, but we do not live it out, we look like alive, but we are dead.
那到了1820年的时候，有弟兄会的运动出现。
So then starting about 1820s, there is this brotherhood revelation.
所以这就是腓拉铁腓的出现。
And that is the happening of the Philadelphia Church.
腓拉铁腓就是弟兄相爱。
Philadelphia means brotherly love.
所以圣经现在不但是公开的圣经，圣经里面许多的真理就逐渐逐渐的恢复。
So Bible is now open to the public, and the truth in the Bible are being revealed.
这个恢复呢，使教会这个教会大体的这个教会的这个光景呢。 这个神的心意呢，能够再回到中线，这个中心线上面来。
This restoration helped the church to return to God's will.
但是在英国的弟兄会呢，只好了20年。
But this only lasts about 20 years in Britain.
20年之后呢，他们觉得有什么真理在我们当中是没有的呢？有什么是丰富在我们当中是没有的呢？
After 20 years, they felt that they know all the truth.
后来他们就堕落到成为老底家。
And they've fallen into the church of Laodicea.
所以老底家呢，是从腓拉铁腓的这个光景中堕落出去的。
So Laodicea Church is a representation of a fallen church of Philadelphia.
今天我们所在的时代呢?
So what is the era, the time that we are in now?
有许多人说这也是老底家的时代。
A lot of people say that now we are in the time of Laodicea.
可是我觉得这个说法我不能够完全接受。
But I'm not accepting this totally.
人家这个老底家呢，他是原来是有真正的属灵的丰富，但是他堕落下去。
Laodicea had originally the spiritual abundance, but then they fallen from it.
今天是我们是很资讯很发达，但是我们并不见得曾经有过那个丰富。
Today we have a lot of information and knowledge, but it doesn't feel that we understand them.
所以我们都还没有经过那个丰富。
So we have not experienced the abundance.
又如何那个像老底家那样的？
Then how can we be fallen into Laodicea?
所以这是我们在主面前有很多可以追求的。
So this is something we can still continue to pursue.
那你就发现这里呢，七个教会呢，只有四个教会提到主再来。
And so here, out of the seven churches, only four churches mentioned about the return of the Lord.
啊，推亚推拉提到主的再来。
Thyatira mentioned about till I shall come.
特别是在那个教会里面，撒旦在那里有很多奥秘的讲法。
Especially in that church, Satan has this secret talking.
但是在那里呢，还是有一些弟兄姊妹呢，他们不能接受那个撒旦的奥秘的讲法。
But there are a lot of brothers and sisters reject those so-called deep secrets.
所以呢，主就告诉他们说，你这个不接受他们，这是对的。
So Lord revealed to them that you are right not to accept it.
你要保守这一个，一直到主的再来。
You have to protect this attitude until Lord return.
但是呢，在推亚推拉呢，主讲说，因为撒旦的工作在那里很多，所以他们要经过大患难。
And but in the Church of Thyatira, Lord mentioned that there is a lot of Satan's work, so they have to go through persecution.
所以也许当中这个。大当然有人被提，但是他大体来讲，他们是要经过大患难的。
So over here, some can be resurrected, but most of them will experience the tribulation.
那撒迪呢，也讲到主再来。
And Sardis also mentioned the return of the Lord.
但是讲到主再来，他说主的再来像对他们来讲像贼一样。
And it mentioned that Lord's return is like a thief.
像贼一样，就说主再来对他们讲，他们是。不知道的。
So it's like a time unknown.
那表示说他们在主面前的光景。
So it represents that the time in front of the Lord.
还没有达到一个地步，主再来的时候，第一批被提呢，他们能够首先拉出去。
Has not been in a good relationship with the God with Lord that when Lord return, they will be the first group to be resurrected.
然后呢，老底家呢，他说主在门外叩门。主都来的，主在门外叩门，他们还不知道。
And how about Church of Laodicea? It mentioned that when the Lord came and knocking outside of their door.
所以，如果我们应该是常常活在主的面前。
So if we are normally living before the Lord.
我们如果从这里离开了，虽然我们好像看起来有丰富，但在主看的是贫穷的。
So if we left our original post, we look like abundant, but is poor in front of the Lord.
这个贫穷最大的问题就是，主来到那里叩门了，他还不知道。
To be poor, that the worst case, the bad thing is that when the Lord is at the door, you did not know until He knocked.
我们希望主怜悯我们，不要落在那样的光景。
May Lord have mercy on us so that we do not be fallen in that situation.
希望主怜悯我们。他能够住在我们里面。如果是像老底家的得胜者，就是主叩门，他让主进去，结果他可以与主同坐宝座。
It's like the saint in the Laodicea that when Lord knock on the door, at least we open the door and be sit with him.
在这七个教会里面
，In these seven churches,
有两个教会提到有冠冕。
Two churches mentioned above throne.
一个是士米拿教会
，One is Smyrna.
生命的冠冕。
Is the throne of life.
然后另外一个就是腓拉铁腓教会。
The other one is Church of Philadelphia.
所以如果我们真的能够照着主的心意来弟兄相爱。
So if we truly love brother according to God's will.
在这个弟兄相爱的实际里面已经有冠冕放下来。
In this practical deed of brotherly love, you already received the throne.
然后主就说什么？你不要失去你的冠冕。
And what the Lord said, Lord said, don't lose it.
所以正常的家的生活是很宝贵的。
So the normal life of house of God.
好，我对不起，我借几分钟哈，我把这个腓拉铁腓稍微简单的解释一下。
I'm going to use a few more minutes to explain the Church of Philadelphia.
在腓拉铁腓里面，他的行为有什么特性呢？
So what is the special about their deed?
他说呢，我知道你的行为略有一点力量。
He says that I know that your deed has this power.
就是说，腓拉铁腓教会的行为是带着神的能力出现的。
So their deed has brought out God's power.
弟兄姊妹，你羡慕不羡慕？
Do you desire?
我们不管是个人，如果我有做什么事情的话，神的能力出现。
Do you long for whatever you do have the strength of Lord out of you?
然后说遵守我的道。
And it says obey my law.
也就是说，神的话不是只是一个记忆力的东西。
So keeping the Lord's words is not to memorize it.
神的话不光是经历了，神的话能够成为见证。
To keep Lord's word is not to just experience, but can be a testimony.
神的话能够在我们的行动当中看见，神的话便是活的话。
Lord's word can reveal through our deed.
这样的行为，值不值得羡慕
？Do you desire to have this type of deed?
不但是这样
，Not only this.
没有弃绝我的名。
He did not deny his name.
也就是说，你的行动当中，神的名会得荣耀的。
So when through your deed, Lord's name will be glorified.
我们知道，有的时候我们很努力，但神不一定得荣耀。
We know that sometimes what we did, but it doesn't mean that Lord can be glorified.
但是不是我们蒙怜悯，我们只要有一次行动的机会，那一次神就得到荣耀。
When we receive mercy, did we react and allow God's name to be glorified?
我们做了一百一千个行动，神没有得荣耀。
We could do hundreds and a thousand things, but Lord's name were not glorified.
但是，我们真的活在主的带领底下，就那么一次，一做那一次，那一次神就得到荣耀。
But if we are truly under the guidance of the Lord and what we did just one time and Lord's name was glorified,
哪一个值得？
And which one is more worthy?
需要思想一下。
You have to think about it.
哪一个是有价值的？
Which one is more worthy?
所以这一群弟兄姊妹，
To this group of brothers and sisters,
他们的行动中有神的能力。
Their deed has Lord's strength.
他们的行动中神的话是叫人知道说，原来神的话这么宝贵，是可以经历的。
Their deed has revealed to people how precious Lord's name and his belief.
是可以有胜过黑暗势力的。
That it can overcome the darkness.
七个教会里面
，out of seven churches，
只有这个教会，撒旦一会的伏在他们的脚下。
Only this church that the Satan has to be suppressed.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你希不希望你的教会生活
？Do you want your church to be the victorious one？
主把这个带进来
，Lord brought this to us，
叫撒旦一会的。伏在你的脚下
，so that the Satan will bow。
主已经讲说，主现在回到天上，等候仇敌他成为他的脚凳。
And Lord said he has returned to the heavens to await for this earth to become his feet hold。
在罗马书告诉我们
，and in the book of Romans，
保罗劝罗马的弟兄姊妹们
，Paul told the brothers in the book in Romans，
等候仇敌成为他们的脚凳。
To await the enemies to become their footstool.
这里
here
这些弟兄姊妹
these brothers and sisters
撒旦已会的伏在他的脚下
Satan has to bow under their feet.
这是多么宝贵的事情
How precious this is.
这里面二三章有很多东西可以交通
So there are so many things for us to learn.
我只是跟大家提醒一下而已
I'm just reminding some.
得胜者
The overcomer.
得胜者是个正常的人
The overcomer is the normal person.
得胜者不是超人。
The overcomer is not Superman.
虽然我们当中有超人，但是得胜者不是超人。
We have someone named Superman here.
但不是那个，我不是讲那个意思，请你不要误会。 得胜者是对神对神的心意有回应的人。
Overcomers are the one who react to God's calling.
这是一个正常人该有的。
This is someone normal.
是一个正常基督徒该有的。
This is how a normal Christian should be.
你信了主。
After you believe,
你来到天父面前。
You come before the Heavenly Father.
你又对主又对天父，更要冷淡。
To the Lord and to the Heavenly Father, you are so cool.
你觉得你的信主真实吗？
So do you feel that you are real in the belief?
你觉得你的信主真实吗？
Do you feel that this is a real belief?
我相信你心里自己知道。
I think you should know in your heart.
这圣灵会告诉我。
And the Holy Spirit will reveal to you.
我为你祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
主，我们把这些话，
Lord, we put all these words.
交回到你的手中。
Put back in your hand.
人的话何等有限。
Man's word is limited.
时间也是有限。
Time is limited.
但我们赞美感谢归给你。
But we praise and thanks you.
你是那位无限的主。
You are the unlimited God.
愿你把这些话更重要的部分向我们开启。
May you reveal the importance of these words.
使我们弟兄姊妹个个都被你喜悦。
So that all the brothers and sisters can be joyful.
个个都能够带进个人跟团体的得胜。
And we can be in the group.Victorious.
好叫你的再来是那样的真实。
So that your return is so real to us.
谢谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.